Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sung. When we have ADHD, we often think that whatever is going on right now is how things are going to be forever. Our sense of time affects our emotional regulation as well as our perception of the future. So like if I feel great right now, it's like everything is great forever. Like I don't worry about all the other stuff going on because I'm living in the moment of everything is great. But as soon as things start to go downhill, then my life is going to be miserable forever. There's no end. And this was highlighted to me earlier this week because I was working with one of my one-on-one clients and she was frustrated with how she's trying to figure out what medicine works and it's not going well and different ones were giving her some side effects, and so she was trying these other ones, and, you know, part of it would be good, but then other parts weren't so great, and she's trying these other things, and, you know, her doctor hadn't given her a lot of information to go on, and so we were talking through, like, what are the things to look for, how long would it take, the kind of notes that she should report back to her doctor, and she had this, like, underlying theme of, like, is this even worth figuring out, because I don't want to do this forever. I don't want to have to be reliant on a medicine forever, and quite often when we have ADHD, because we have this like interplay of the time blindness and the emotional dysregulation and not quite understanding the future and what things look like, it all comes together to create this layer of us not really understanding or appreciating what we've accomplished. Because how we feel right now is all we really feel, and all that stuff in the past, we ride in on that negative feeling, but not the positive. And the future, like, doesn't even exist. And so we've got this, like, weird interplay of how we don't appreciate everything we have done because we're living in this moment of right now. And so I've been marinating this conversation in my head, you know, for the last few days. And I realized, like, throughout what I was planning on doing this week for the podcast and switch gears, because I wanted you to have a way to reflect on your year that fits with our ADHD brains, because we're already inundated here in the holidays with like all this, you know, extra stuff for the holidays. But on top of that, we're hearing like, plan your year, get ready for 2023. There's only, you know, 3 weeks left to achieve your goals, get a head start on next year and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, y'all, this is just too much. And instead, I want us to flip it around and say, what is it that we've accomplished this year? And instead of like writing out New Year's resolutions already, which I hate and I'll get to in a second, how do we change the way we look at where we've been and where we're going to fit how our brains perceive things? Now, before we jump in, a couple of reminders. One, after Christmas is over, I'm running my post-holiday like cleanup for disorganized moms. Like you run through every day for 2 weeks, a small task, one little baby step to get your house cleaned up and get all the chaos of the holidays thrown out, put away, reorganized so that your house doesn't feel like holiday tornado chaos in March. And we're going to do it by one baby step at a time. So I will send you a checklist and I will give you a 30-second video every day for 2 weeks for a task that's going to take you like 5, maybe 10 minutes tops. Often it's less than 5 minutes, to be honest. And when we do these in like baby steps, little pieces, we can get the holiday chaos picked up really quickly. So I'm going to put that in the show notes. It's totally free. I'm automatically going to send you the email starting December 26th and get our houses pulled together. So by the end of January, even if it takes you a little extra time, you really could have it ready in like mid-January. You will have your whole house back together and calm and peaceful and back to feeling like normal. Reminder number two, if you don't know what to put on your holiday wish list, go grab a gift certificate. This is a really great way to ask your family for something that's going to make an impact, not just on you, but your whole family. And put yourself first, like make some friends with moms who get you by joining our meetups, or use your gift certificate to grab a class for something that you've been wanting to work on, like your morning routine or how you outsource, or, you know, daily planning, your routines and time management mastery, like courses that's catching your eye. If you want to do one-on-one coaching, if you want to go to the retreat next year, this is a great way to start saving up for those things that you want to get next year. And third reminder, we got to do our very last review of the week. So let's jump over to that. Today's review of the week is from Kel267. Great podcast. Love listening from Australia. Mama, can I just tell you, it blows my mind that somebody in Australia is listening to me. The fact that anybody listens to me, a lot of days I'm like, wow. However, to know that we are changing the world, the whole world, in the way that we look at ADHD and ourselves just blows my mind. So, would you please go to your podcast app, rate the podcast, leave me a sweet note so that I know you're there listening. Because knowing that you are on the other side listening is what keeps me going. Now, I am in a bit of a reflective season here. And yesterday was my birthday. And this time of year is just a time where I spend a lot of time thinking about, like, what has gone well? What do I want next year to look like? So I'm asking you today three questions so that you can prepare for the upcoming year in a way that makes sense for our ADHD brains. We're throwing out the New Year's resolutions, hate them. Throwing out the goal trackers, hate them. There's glorified sticker charts for grownups, also hate sticker charts. Like, let's just throw all that in the garbage and find a way to make our dreams come into reality in a way that makes sense for us. So it's low stress. It's not beating yourselves up for how many times we didn't do the new thing. Let's focus on what we did do. So question number one, what are you proud of accomplishing this year? Even if you can only come up with one thing, because when we have ADHD, we tend to focus on all the ways we suck instead of the ways that we're awesome. At least one thing. What are you proud of accomplishing? When I think about like my work, I'm really proud. I have 5 courses now. I have Successful Mama Meetups. We're a huge success last week when we kicked it off. I hosted a retreat this year. I'm really stepping out of my comfort zone and doing things that I never would have done a few years ago. It is scary and uncomfortable, but I'm doing it. And I'm not doing it perfectly. I'm doing things as best I can, and I'm being okay with good enough, which is like a whole unraveling of my perfectionist coping mechanisms, but I'm doing it. Personally, I'm really proud that I've been in therapy since like probably like May, and I have learned so much about how to listen to myself and how to understand myself and working on my boundaries. I always knew that I was a very like highly sensitive person and that I picked up on other people's emotions. But I realized that like I really pick up on people's emotions in a negative way, not as much in a positive way. And I really didn't understand how boundaries worked. I'm sure I'm going to talk about that a lot next year as I have learned how to do this. Like, and like feel like I actually like know it well enough to teach it. Like at this point, I'm still in the like very uncomfortable implementing stage. But I've learned so much about like realizing what boundaries are for. And they're not for anyone else. Like they're for me and taking care of me and just learning how to listen to myself and trust myself is a theme that I'm seeing so much in ADHD women. And I know that's going to be a theme for next year too. So what is one thing that you're proud of accomplishing this year? Like I mentioned earlier, I hate New Year's resolutions. I never stick with them. So a few years back, I switched to word of the year, a theme for myself. I say, I don't have my whole list in front of me, but 2021, my word was priorities. prioritizing is something that's really hard for us, and knowing like what really matters and actually doing that thing, we get sidetracked easily. Everything feels important and everything feels urgent, so it's hard for us to prioritize. Then last year, I chose the word boundaries for 2022. At the time, I was kind of mad at myself because I didn't really feel like at the end of 2021, I had mastered priorities, and I certainly have not mastered boundaries at the end of 2022, but I'm starting to realize like it's okay to learn a whole bunch about something and then give it time to integrate. Again, this goes back to our now, not now thinking of like, I learned about priorities. I want to be an expert right now. I learned about boundaries. I want to get it right now. But growth is not linear. When we're growing, it's like, you know, when you farm, like you toil, you have to like till the land, plant the seeds, you water, you wait, the things grow, they get some bugs, you gotta get rid of them, they grow some more, like finally the harvest comes. It's like we need time, like after we plant all the seeds, to like let them grow, and it takes a while to get to the harvest time. So I don't have to be an expert of the thing that I learned about in the year that I made it my theme. Like that's my year to focus on accumulating all the knowledge, but I'm not really going to integrate it into my life for a little bit while, like longer. It needs some time to grow. We talked about this at our retreat this year. The theme was the power of the pause and understanding how our stress level matters with our ADHD and how we can mitigate that and like rest and figure out how to make that work for us instead of against us. And I know this is going to be another theme that we talk about a lot next year. And another thing I've learned a lot is it's okay to change our minds. We can have different interests. We can have a new opinion. We don't have to stay the same. I've grown a lot this year and I've changed my opinions on a lot of things. We often feel guilty when we have ADHD for changing our minds a lot because it makes us feel, or we have been told that we're flaky or whatever adjective you got in that family. Like I'm recognizing how much people who don't have ADHD, like how different we function, and that's okay. We don't all have to be the same. Different is good. But that I'm also going to value different things because my brain works in a different way. Neurotypical people value steadiness because they have it. It's comfortable for them. So they feel like it's important and useful. They have it. It's good, right? But it's also okay for those of us who are not that steady and we're not that consistent. We're needed too. Our opinion is needed also. The way that we approach things is also needed. It's okay to do things differently. It's okay to change your mind. So that's question number two. What permission slip do you need for 2023? What's something that you could let go of or something that you really want to embrace that you haven't yet? I needed a permission slip to say it was okay to change my mind. I needed a permission slip to say nothing has to be perfect before I like set it out into the world. There's so many things that I felt like I needed a permission slip for because I spent so much of my life trying to fit into a box that wasn't built for me. And I've learned this year, especially with all of my therapy, is like, how do I be fully me? I feel like I didn't even fully understand myself before because I was so busy trying to do something else and be somebody else. And I wasn't fully me. But like, I didn't even know me that well because I had shoved it down and tried to fit in. I'm working on getting louder and being more uncomfortable. I'm working on trusting my gut. So my word for 2023 is intuition, listening to myself and really feeling into what I think is the right answer. So the definition of intuition is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning, or a thing that one knows or considers likely from an instinctive feeling rather than conscious reasoning. Well, I've spent my whole life like being super logical, looking for the answers. And so for me, I don't ever rely on my gut. I need to have some facts. Let me do a little more research. Then I'll know the right answer. Let me think about it some more. I was a very indecisive person because I didn't trust myself. This is a whole new world for me, like just trusting that I know the answer and not having necessarily a reason. Like I do have a reason. My reason is I believe that's the right thing. But not necessarily having like a researched answer. And I can't be like, here, let me get out my PowerPoint and tell you reasons A, A1, A2, B, B1 through 5. Like, I don't have any of that. I'm just going on my gut that says this is the right answer. But I've only been able to do that as I've spent time in therapy learning to listen to myself, because before I had spent so long ignoring what I thought that like I couldn't even hear it. And so I certainly didn't trust it. So I'm learning to listen to myself and trust that I know. This has been so uncomfortable. All this growth is very uncomfortable. Like going back to that farming theme of like tilling the soil, you're working hard. In spring, it's raining and you're all soggy and wet, or you're out there watering with the sprinkler. The sun's beating down in the heat. It's uncomfortable. You're sweaty. And I finally feel like I'm on the brink of this prolific harvest. But like also, why is this so hard? I know it's hard, but sometimes I just wish it was a little bit easier. One thing I've also done is I've hired several coaches to help me figure out specific things. It's taken me a really long time to be okay asking for help and accepting help. And I want you to know that, like, I walk the walk. I have help. We are not meant to do this alone. And like, when I offer my coaching services to you, it's because I fully believe that we can move so much faster, more efficiently, like by gaining knowledge from other people who are experts in those things. So when I realized like I was feeling really overwhelmed with work and like, how do I do all the things? I can't. I don't have enough time in the day as a mom to do all the things. I need help. So I hired Tracy, who was on the podcast a few weeks ago, to help me figure out my less but better plan. So you're going to see a lot of changes coming up because I'm cutting out big chunks of things and really going all in on the places that matter to you and to me. When I struggled on pretty much anything in my business this year, I found someone to help me and walk through it with me. And like, I chose everyone for a specific reason because that's what their gifting is. And I really want to honor people in their gifts. And I want to honor myself and like, what are my gifts? Like, what am I really great at? And lean into those things. But the problem is, a lot of times to go all in on really great things, you have to cut things that are just pretty good because they're not great. And so this is like a really scary and uncomfortable time to let go of things that are pretty good, but yet using my intuition to say, but I know that this is the right answer. And as I was explaining my vision for what's to come to each person who was asking for help, it became clearer and clearer. And I've learned this year, much to my surprise, I'm actually a verbal processor. I always thought I was an internal processor, but I think that was actually a defense mechanism against people telling me that I was too much and I asked too many questions. And like, why do you think that way? That's so weird. So I didn't say those things out loud anymore. I just kept them inside. But I've realized that when I internally process things, I pretty much just spin in circles and like question myself over and over. And that's where the indecision comes in. And when I talk it out loud, I actually come to an answer, which part of me is like, duh, Patricia, you have a podcast where you talk about stuff. Hello. But hey, you know what? It took me a minute to figure it out, but I'm here. One of the coaches that I met with just this week, she asked me, have I shared this vision with you of where we're going? And I was like, oh, no. My perfectionism does not allow me to do that because I want to put together this perfect package all tied up in a bow and then present it to be like, this is it. It's perfect. It's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with it. Nobody can say anything to me. And as I unravel my perfectionism, one of my goals is to put out things that are pretty good and maybe not perfect. Almost never perfect, because I'm letting myself show before it's perfect. So it might not be completely polished. It might not be exactly the way that it turns out to be. But that's okay. Like, I can grow in front of people and I can change my mind. And that's actually okay, even though I got the messaging for so long that it wasn't. So I'm going to ask you to hold me accountable. Ask questions on what I'm doing. Hold me accountable to be more transparent and not cling to perfectionism and only sharing the like finished final product. So I want to give you like these sneak peeks behind the scenes of what's going on. And you're going to see the messy middle of growing a business and me learning, like, I have already grown businesses, but this is a completely new one. I mean, obviously there's a lot of like repeatable skills and strategies that I know, but to create a business for people who think outside the box means I'm thinking outside the box and I'm not doing things the way that everybody else does them, which in some ways is super fun. I love that innovative process. But also, like, sometimes I'm like, can I just like copy and paste what somebody else already made and not have to make it from scratch? Like, I don't want to reinvent the wheel, but also, like, I don't want the same lame four-door sedan that everyone has. I want my vehicle to look like it was made for people with ADHD, by people with ADHD. So this is messy, and it's scary to share, like, my vision for where I see this going and knowing that I don't really know how it's all going to come together. Because keep in mind, like, I'm really thoughtful about how I share my faith because our community is really vast. We have a really wide array of people that are here as part of our community. So I don't want to scare anyone away with my very strong views, but I also like can't not share my strong views because it is who I am. And I always vow to like not be a creepy Christian because I've had past encounters with creepy Christians who were like too much. And I want to be one of like the good representations of my faith, not the people who are like scaring everyone off. So at the same time, I'm only doing this. I only have a podcast because God asked me to make a podcast. Like, this is nothing of like out of my desires. It's complete walk in faith because I never know how this is going to turn out. Like, introvert Patricia would never be like, yay, let's start a podcast. No, introvert Patricia was like, I don't want to talk to people. Perfectionist Patricia was like, I don't want to talk about my problems on the internet. No, thanks. So I know that God asked the willing and not the most qualified, because surely there was somebody else more qualified to start a podcast than me, who never even like knew anything about podcasts. Somebody like, I barely even listened to podcasts when I first started. But I know that when I live out the mission that God has put on my heart, it shows what he can do, because I am not comfortable in this. Like, I don't consider myself a bold person. I don't consider myself a brave person or like the best with words. I have limited time as a mom. I'm introverted. I'm, you know, trying to overcome my perfectionism. And sometimes I feel like a total like hot mess and I don't want to show that. But yet I look around and I'm like, you know, God, wasn't there like a better choice to pick than me? Like, wasn't there somebody else like more qualified, like a, you know, real adult who knows stuff? Couldn't you find somebody else to be like a better leader for you and for other moms with ADHD? Wasn't there a better choice? Then I'm clearly reminded that when I started this, God told me, if not you, then who? So here I am. My mission is to change the paradigm of how ADHD is perceived. You hear that in the intro every week. And my mission is to help as many moms as possible live well with ADHD. So where is that going? How do I help many moms? First, we just kicked off Successful Mama Meetups. It was a huge success last week. And I'm still kind of in awe because as an introvert, as somebody who like feels awkward at social gatherings and has a lot of anxiety, I'm like, I just feel so unqualified to lead a group of people to make friends. And yet here I'm doing it, and it's great. It's wonderful. And then I tell myself, I'm like, Patricia, you've literally been doing this for 2 years. Why do you not think that you could do this? Why do you not think this is part of your skill set? You've been doing it for 2 years. This is a recurring thing with women with ADHD, is not appreciating what we're good at. So that's why I asked you question number one. What's something that you're proud of? So you can start to recognize where your strengths are, because they're in there and we don't see them. How else am I going to help many moms? I'm currently designing a group program. I think we're going to start in February. We're going to learn about our ADHD. We're going to live better as a mom. I'm not 100% sure all the details, but what I think it's going to be is taking like pieces of what I had and yet totally redesigning it so that it can be exactly what you need to live well as a mom. How do you deliver the best result with the least amount of work? How do I make this super efficient? How can you figure out your schedule in the shortest amount of time possible? How can you figure out routines for your family in the shortest amount of time possible, like the most efficient way? How do I take more off your plate? I don't want to put more on your plate in order to find the answer. Like, how do I make this as easy as possible? How you don't have homework in between our meetings. Like, we're going to get the stuff we need to get done in the meeting. And then in between is when you're practicing what we've learned, but you're not trying to figure it out on your own. One of the analogies I use in time management mastery is dumping the puzzle pieces out on the floor and then having to reassemble them in the way that makes sense for you. Like, right now, I just feel like I have a big giant puzzle mess. It's not contained, but I see the pieces coming together and I'm like, ooh, this is going to be good. It's okay to try something new that other people haven't done and make it exactly what moms with ADHD mean. So I don't even have a name for this thing. I'm still putting the pieces together. I think it's going to be February to like the sometime in May. Try to wrap it up before the summer, you know, starts. The craziness of the end of school year, we're going to cut it off then. But like, I want you to be able to like figure out your schedule, make your life easier, and also learn a crap ton about your ADHD and how you work in the least overwhelming way possible. How do we make this super low stress? I see all the pieces coming together and I'm like, whoa, this is going to be good. I'm going to throw together a little survey and I want to know what you want. Like, I want to hear what you would want out of this program. Like, if we meet together for like 3 or 4 months and get your life together, what do you need? What do you need to know? What's weighing on you? So I'm going to throw that together. Look in the show notes. Please fill out the survey for me. This is something you'd want to do. Tell me what you need. Like, give me your feedback so that I can make this exactly what all of you need. Okay. Next up, what else am I doing next year? The podcast. I keep thinking about, like, how do I make this the best ever? If there's something you want to hear about on the podcast, tell me. I'm going to need your help to make it the most awesome podcast ever. And asking for help is hard for me. I'm working on it. So I'm asking you, will you please write a review, share it with a friend, post about it in a social media group that you're in where you think, like, hey, there's probably other moms like me here. Like, get the word out. We are really, really close to hitting 500,000 downloads. I'm pretty sure we're going to hit it by the end of the year. 500,000, y'all. 1,000,000. It's so many. 500,000. I can't even like imagine that quantity, but we're like almost there. So like download a bunch of episodes and tell your friends, okay? I really want to hit that by the end of the year. Very close. But I want next year's podcast to be even better. And I want to know what you want to hear about. Send me a note. Find me on social media. Email me, whatever. Tell me what you want. Now, when I look at the second part of my mission, is changing the paradigm of the way ADHD is looked at. I want to do more speaking. I want to share our perspective as an adult woman, as a mom with ADHD. They're like, yeah, sometimes we can be a bit of a mess, but like, we can be highly successful when we have the right tools and strategies and growth to be the best version of ourselves. Not something else, but the best version of us. If Good Morning America needs an expert on ADHD, like, I want to be the one sharing quality info from the perspective of somebody who actually has it. While I don't want this to come across offensive to all of the ADHD experts out there that don't have ADHD, I appreciate your service. You're helping us a lot. Also, I think it's really important that if someone's going to talk about ADHD, perhaps it should be somebody who has it. Perhaps we might know a wee bit more than the people who read about it in books. That our lived experience matters. And I want to be the one who does that. Middle school Patricia would absolutely die. There's no way she would do this. Hide me under a rock? No. I have no idea how I'm going to make this happen, but I'm putting it into the universe and saying it as scared as I am. Like, I want this to happen. I want to change the paradigm of the way that ADHD is looked at, and I can't do that by sitting in my closet right now in my pajamas podcasting. Like, I have to be out in front of people, which is scary because that opens for judgment, and I spend a lot of time hiding from judgment. Now I'm putting myself out here. If you know of a speaking opportunity that would make sense for me to share what it's like from our perspective or to teach strategies on how ADHD people can live well, like, please let me know. Tell them about me. Connect us together. I want to change the way people look at ADHD on the whole entire earth. And I'm starting here. Now, when I combine these together, the mission of helping as many moms as possible and changing the paradigm of how ADHD is looked at, the big scary version of that is that back in March, over spring break, we were driving back from outside of Dallas and we passed through Waco. And if you are familiar with Magnolia, back in the day, Chip and Joanna Gaines were just, you know, remodeling houses in their little small town. It's in the middle of nowhere, if you've ever been there, middle of nowhere. And then they started their show where they were remodeling and they got the books and the design lines and the whole complex, the TV network, right? Now, I do not want my own bedding line, not interested. But when I walked onto that, their like campus in the middle of Waco, straight up knew that this is what I'm building for ADHD. This vastness, all the different facets, like that's what God's put on my heart, is to start small and do it excellently and grow it over time so that who knows, 5, 10, whatever, how many years down the road, that yes, now it's Patricia helping 200 moms in my community, thousands of moms listening to the podcast, but it's growing and it's growing to the point where we will have an entire community of support for ADHD, where millions of moms are being supported. Perhaps it would be millions of ADHDers of all different types are being supported. I don't know how this is coming together, but I do know that I'm not playing small anymore. People with ADHD are gifted in seeing things in a different way because we're here on this earth to do big things. We are the innovators. We are the dreamers. We are the artists. We are the world changers. You've heard me say before, like, only somebody with ADHD is going to strap a key to a kite and go out in a lightning storm and being like, let's find some electricity, y'all. Like, we are the people willing to hop on a boat or a plane and like sail or fly to the other side of the world with no guarantee of what's on the other side. We are the people who are willing to hyper-focus and experiment over and over and over again to figure out how things work and to make new inventions. Like, we are the people who change the world. So question number 3 is, what are your big audacious dreams? Can you put them out into the world? Can you tell one person? If that's too scary, can you just say them out loud? Can you put them in your journal? Let yourself dream. So as we wrap up 2022 and we go into 2023, here are the 3 questions to ask yourself. Number 1, what are you proud of accomplishing this year? What can you appreciate of yourself? How you've worked hard or did something new? You've tapped into your strengths. What's one thing that you're proud of accomplishing this year? Question number 2, what permission slip do you need for 2023? What can you let go of? What can you embrace in a big bear hug to do something different next year? And question number 3, what's your big audacious dream? Who can you tell? Can you put it in writing? How can you put that into the universe? Because we are here to change the world. One family at a time, but we're changing the world. Now I'm going to go make some Christmas cookies with my kids, enjoy my birthday week, lean into the holiday season, try not to get too caught up in planning all these amazing things for next year and let them sit for a little bit and just, you know, rest and slow down for the holidays. So take a little break. I will talk to you in January. Have an amazing holiday. I hope you find some time to slow down and pause and rest in all the chaos and take care of you. And I will talk to you next year. Successful Mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.